This is the Maverick XL Podcast, Episode 2. Hello, welcome to the Maverick XL podcast. I am your host, Promise XL, the founder of MaverickXL.com. I am so excited to have you today again. And I also want to use this opportunity to thank you for listening to the Maverick XL podcast. Today, I bring to you our first ever guest in the person of Napa Onwusa. Napa Onwusa is the founding director of Shuzaya.com. She has been into technology for over 15 years. She has worked with Microsoft, Cisco, and presently with Nokia. Shuzaya is a social and digital media store with the sole purpose of preaching the gospel. Shuzaya is a Christian platform that helps Christians to showcase their talent and spread the gospel to all corners of the world. Some of the features of Shuzaya are membership platform, promotion of content, buying and selling products with up to 9 different currencies, products that are basically Christian based. The site allows for uploading ebooks, messages, that is audio messages and video that can be sold or offered to the public for free. I was so excited when I heard about Shuzaya.com for two reasons. One being that it was founded by a woman, and also because of the name. I just like the name. I don't know, the name sounds special, sounds out of this world, something you've never heard before somewhere. I really love Shuzaya.com. So today I brought Mrs. Napa Onwusa to tell us about her ministry, Shuzaya, to talk about her vision to reach out to 1 billion souls in 2020, and also to talk about her challenges as a woman into technology and also as a wife and a mother, combining all these things together, how she balances everything. Mrs. Napa Onwusa is a living proof that a woman's education doesn't have to end in kitchen. There's more that a woman can achieve. There's more that a woman can do apart from just cooking for the family. That is not to say that those things, being a wife and also a mother, is not important. No, I'm not saying those are not important. But a woman can actually do more. She can achieve more. She can do something that is bigger, and something that is bigger than herself. Women are not just left behind anymore. In the 21st century, women are using the social media. They are using the internet to do business transactions. More and more women are building business, huge businesses online. So Mrs. Napa Onwusa is one of those women who are tech savvy in the world and also in Nigeria. I'm so pleased to bring her to the Maverick XL podcast. I do hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, Promise, hi.
I'm fine. Good evening, Mrs. Napa Onwusa.
Good evening, Mr. Promise XL.
Good evening. Finally,
oh, no.
I'm fine.
Finally, oh.
Finally, like, we're postponing this, postponing.
In fact, finding you, it's easier to find American visa.
Thank you that you could make it this night, because I was just thinking, postponing till tomorrow again.
No, Allah.
Okay, so just spend some time talk about Susan. First of all, I would like you to introduce yourself to my audience.
Okay.
Okay. So tell us about Shuzaya.
Okay, so it's a gospel platform. It's based on, it's really a technology platform that allows Christians from all walks of life, different skills, different talents, to showcase all their content online. So what we do is, for example, we have messages from some churches, online messages. We have some books from some Christian authors, not only spiritual books, but fiction, romance in some cases, but always based on kingdom principles, business books as well. And then we have music from gospel artists. The good thing about Shuzaya is that it's completely free. If you want to upload 1 million books, you can. We don't charge you anything. The only cost comes in if you are selling your book. So if you sell your book for 1,000 naira, we will take 300 naira from that and you keep 700 naira. The platform is very transparent. So every time somebody downloads your book or your content or requests your services, the notification goes to you. From us, Shuzaya, as a company, we're not even allowed to touch anything that's yours unless we have your express permission. So we can't change the wording or a picture or anything. It's from you. And the great thing is it's multi-currency, so people from anywhere in the world can access your content. So, yeah, that's the good thing. It's just, it's almost like a big bookshop, a big audio visual store, a big music store, all rolled up in one.
Yeah. But it must be Christian-based.
Nothing secular. No, nothing secular, nothing at all. Because it's really based on the premise of soul winning. And that's the vision that God laid in my heart for it. So outside the fact that you're able to now really promote your content, it's for me, for example, if an unbeliever wants to get close to God, is feeling very uncomfortable about his lifestyle, doesn't want to enter a church, you know that if I go here, I can listen to this message or download this song and be able to access the word. We also have an altar call, online altar call, which just allows you to walk through the steps to give your life to Christ and reach out to us if you need somebody to pray with you.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. When Toby told me about, okay, initially I thought it was Shuzaya. That was what I had in mind until you corrected me that it wasn't Shuzaya, it was Shuzaya.
It's Shuzaya. So, yeah, most people.
the name sounds so strange and so nice. Like when I heard it, I was so captivated by the name and also the fact that a woman is behind it. So
okay,
how did the name come about?
The name came in bits and pieces. I was praying for a name. It started off with Logos Box. Logos being the written word of God, not the revealed word of God. It was Logos Box, but it just didn't feel right. So I started praying. I asked God to open my eyes to a name, and letters would drop. I saw S, I saw Z, I saw A, and then slowly over time, the other letters came and Shuzaya came about. So it was really, this was, I think God named it himself because it's his project. He's just using us men on earth to be able to fulfill it. But
wow,
he named it, yeah.
What ignited the spark to start the whole Shuzaya platform?
Really, it was a desire for more. I had worked in technology for more than 15 years, and it's very easy to get caught up in 9-to-5, but I understood very clearly that the treasures I needed to lay up were treasures in heaven. So I started praying, actually. I said, God, I want to start to serve you. I want to go into ministry, but I knew I wasn't called to be a pastor or anything like that. And over time, God started telling me, you know, use your talents. The day I started, I was in the living room, in my living room downstairs, and I just started building the website. And from there, God has taken it to
where he wanted to go, and I'm sure he wants to do more with it. So I think it was just a desire to serve God. I just really, really wanted to serve God. And like Elijah asked the woman, the widow, he said, "What do you have with you?" And once she told God, once she told the prophet what she had, he now used that to bless her. And I think that's what God did. It was more like, "What do you have? What experience do you have in IT? What have you done that I want to use that for ministry, for you to serve me?" So that's exactly how it happened.
So once you got that spark, this is what I wanted to do, and you just went straight ahead.
Yes. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Let me not oversimplify it. It wasn't easy.
Okay.
But
were there like challenges on the way?
Oh yes. You know, I've done being the first challenge was making the decision to start. I think that's always the most difficult
thing. It's always the hardest thing, starting.
And even knowing that you have started. Because sometimes you started, but you don't really realize it. So being able to agree to do this, breaking it into small, small tasks, instead of looking at the big vision that God has given. So it was just little. It was an unknown for me. I had never, ever, ever built a website before. Never. I had done networking. I had done applications. I had never done a website. And the website required quite a bit of know-how. So what would happen is I'll try and do something, try it, wouldn't work. I'll now go research and then come back and do it. So that was very intimidating, the knowledge gap that was required. And then the second thing was really reaching out to people to put their content. The day I started, we had no products online. Think of it, an empty website.
Wow.
So there was nothing. There was nothing, no content, no nothing. There was nothing. It was just a few weeks ago when I was looking at it. I said, "See how far God has brought this." You know, so you know, it's you know now. You've done this, and you teach on it.
Yeah.
So you understand it.
Yeah.
It can be a very intimidating stuff sometimes.
And when it has to do with coding, any line you miss, it messes up the whole thing.
And yes, my site broke a number of times. Yeah, it broke a number of times. That is true.
How do you get people to work with you in your team? How do you get people? Do you pay them, or you just sell the vision to them and say, "This is what I have. Okay, come and do this." How do you convince people to join your team?
One of the things I learned, and I learned this late, regrettably, is that when I wanted help in an area, the first thing I do now is I pray about it.
Okay.
So I ask God to bring the right people. Because you may get somebody that has the right skill, but not somebody that understands even spiritual matters.
Because
you know my own... my own case is a bit different. It's not only skills. It's somebody that actually is not only a Christian, but passionate about ministry. So I start praying about it. So, for example, I have... about 5 people that are working with me now. Out of those 5, 3 are volunteers.
Okay.
So they just dedicate a number of hours to Shazaya. They come in, they do stuff. And the other 2 we pay, but the paying, I know it's peanuts. They're not taking anything reasonable because they really see what God is trying to do or what God is doing with the platform. So what you said is spot on. Once the person buys into the vision, they want to be part of it, regardless of how they're included in it. So I have people that will call me and say, "Look, I want to be coming in 3 times a week, and I want to be doing this. Do you have space for me?" And I'll say yes, but I can't afford to pay you. They say no, they don't want to be paid.
Wow.
You know. So yeah, God has been faithful.
Wow, that's great. Now, how do you get people to put their content?
It depends. There's some people that put it, you know, that we have many people that I don't even know that put their content online. Till now, I don't know how they heard about Shazaya. Because we haven't really started marketing yet. We're going to start in January, aggressively marketing.
Okay.
Well, for example, I heard you have a book, and I approached you directly, and I said, "Hey, send it, we'd love to put it on and tweet about it." So one-on-one, one-to-many, and some people that we've never met before.
When I checked Shazaya, I saw lots of music, messages, I saw stuff, and I'm like, wow, this thing is really growing. It's really growing fast. So far, it has been word of mouth.
Honestly, there hasn't been any marketing. I don't think we spent one naira on any sort of marketing.
Oh, word of word of mouth marketing is the best marketing.
Why do you say so?
Yeah, word of mouth marketing is the best marketing because when people tell you about a product or service or whatever, you tend to trust them based on relationship you have with them. So
that is true.
More than if a salesperson comes here and tell you buy a product, you know that they are doing it for their pocket. When a friend tells you or a family member, you know that this person would not like you. So word of mouth marketing is just the best thing. You said you have a mandate to reach out to 1 billion people. What are your strategies for this?
Okay, so of course, we're an online store. So honestly, 99% will be online marketing, to be social media marketing. Mm-hmm. The great thing about it being online is that we're not limited to Nigeria. We're not limited to Africa. It's everywhere. And if you've noticed the trend of what's happening in Christendom is that a lot of the content that ministers are using are coming from Africa.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So a lot of the music, even in the secular world as well, they're reaching out to Africa more for inspiration. Yeah. So being able to make all of this available to people out there. I mean, if you see some of the talent on Shazaya, there's a Pastor Dele Matthews. His writing is superb. It's fantastic. There's some singers there. I can't name all of them. Kido, there's so many of them. When you hear their music, you're like, this needs to be really out there. There was another church that approached us that we didn't even look for, the governing church. And the pastor there is on fire. Liberty Bible Church. You know, these it's not the usual names you hear. All of these people are really doing marvelous things for God and being able to put it in a place where people can come to. And like I told you, one of the things we're also trying to do is services. So for you, for example, if you offer consulting to small businesses or SMEs or entrepreneurs as they're coming up, you can actually list your service on Shazaya. And I, as a Christian business person, I would want to work with somebody that understands Christian principles.
Okay.
You know, so things like tithing, if you believe in tithing, but I do. It's tithing my business revenue is not going to be strange to you, or operating in a place of extreme transparency or openness, no cutting of corners. You know, if you're dealing with a Christian consultant, he or she understands that. So being able to put services there as well, or an MC. If I'm doing my birthday party and I want to get a master of ceremonies, I want a Christian. You know, I don't want somebody that would tell some off-color jokes. I can actually go as well. So it's limitless, I think, in what it can deliver.
Wow. You're a mother and you're a wife also.
Yeah.
How do you put all this together? How do you balance all this together? Being a woman entrepreneur, you're also a mother, you're a wife, and I'm sure there are other things you get involved into.
Yeah. I tell other women like me, I say you have to learn the power of a schedule. You have to just try and schedule everything. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That if you've been impactful and a blessing to other people, when they have an opportunity to bless you, they will. So if you are a Christian, as you should be, like if people see you and see Jesus, they will most definitely want to support you and help you. So the kind of help I get from people sometimes is overwhelming, you know, and I'm so grateful to everybody, my friends, my family that support me and help me. And then my kids are old, they're almost 15. So they are even more involved in Shazaya than an average child would be. So they manage one of the social media platforms. They do a lot of work, and they do it willingly. I don't impose it on them. So I think if you can schedule and accept help when it is given and not be afraid to ask for help, it should get you through. It will still be challenging, but at least it won't be as difficult as if you are on your own saying, I can do everything myself and not planning your day. Yeah, I'm superwoman. Exactly. Nobody should disturb me. I can do it, you know.
There's this thing that women entrepreneurs are not given the chance. Do you think that that is true? That women are sidelined in society when it comes to entrepreneurship and building businesses?
Well, I think in Nigeria, women are generally sidelined in everything, you know. But like I tell women, I work in a male-dominated environment. I'm the only female in my entire team, and I hold a high-level position. It's not easy. You know, there are many stereotypes. Yeah, the tendency is when people meet you, see you for the first time, they say, oh, she's a woman, she's not capable and everything. But people are going to say that and think that anyway. So don't see it as a deterrent, because there are many places that they give grants to women. There are many companies, organizations that want to support women. So you just have to look for the people that will support you and leverage that. But they're going to think it anyway. But it's also the same way people have certain thoughts about certain people, whether male or female. You know, there's some men that suffer discrimination as well. Maybe because of your tribe, because of your age. A man that is 50-something in the workforce, they perceive that he may not be as aggressive as his younger counterpart. So everybody faces some sort of discrimination or people believing you can't do. But, yeah, you can't let that stop you. I mean, when a human being, regardless of where you are from or your gender, when you want something, you will do anything to get it. So just, if you are passionate about it, just keep driving it. And don't forget to put a lot of things in prayer, because we forget that God makes ways where it looks impossible. God will open a door, or he will bring a relationship to you, or he will cause you to learn something that you use later on. So as much as you can, a woman should ignore the discrimination and not lean on her own understanding. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open doors for you. And things happen, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's difficult, but still, everybody has it tough. There's some people, by virtue of the place you were born into, maybe you were born into an environment that wasn't particularly exposed, but then you hear the testimony of Frank Edwards that in spite of where he was born, look at him today.
Where do you see Shuzaya from, let's say, 2 to 5 years from now? Let's not go to 10 years. That would be too far. So 2 years to 5 years. Where do you picture Shuzaya going?
In one sentence, in 2 to 5 years' time, I want Shuzaya to be a verb. That is it.
Wow, like
in a nutshell.
Google.
Exactly. Google it.
You say, guys, yeah. Google this. When you're supposed to be trying to search this.
That's it. Why don't you Shazaya it? Have it on Shazaya. Have you checked Shazaya? So I was Shazaying it, and I thought that's exactly what I wanted to
do. Wow, that's great. Are there other Christian platforms like yours where you see they're like your competition or something like that? Are there other Christian platform like Shuzaya?
Well, if there are, I haven't seen and I've checked. There are some great platforms, Gospel Payments, there's Praise World Radio, there's some other ones that are coming up. But how I look at it is, I say that, give or take, the world's population is a couple of a billion. Yeah, this is how I see it. This is how I see it. That
everybody has a part to play.
Exactly.
Everybody has a space.
Exactly. And if the premise, if the vision behind each of these platforms is really to let the gospel reach the end of the earth, then we're actually partners together.
And not
so. We shouldn't, because what are we competing? Are we competing on who will spread the gospel faster? You know, what really, where there is a competition. And
it's a good competition anyway.
Exactly. It's even good. Let us all be fighting to see how many souls we can, or how much we can, you know. That you're very correct. So it's easy to get caught up. You know, and this is what I mean about Christian services. This is exactly what I mean. So if I'm doing my business plan with a secular lawyer or a secular business strategy person, this is the question the person will ask me, what's my competition? And if I explain it this way, the person won't understand. He'll say, no, we need to understand their strategy. We need to know how to attack them, how to take their market share. Well, yeah, you see, so you see, this is why there's Islamic banking, because their banking is based on their own religious principles, but we don't have that in Christianity. So you go and get a secular accountant that will be asking, why are you donating to charity? Why don't you call it CSR and make it non-taxable, so no taxes will be deducted, that kind of thing. So just to buttress the point I raised earlier about how important it is for us to, you know, really start using our services. So I try not to see it as competition, like, even though it's very difficult because you want to move very quickly, but I see it as partnership. So if I'm doing anything and I can work with them, I always reach out, you know, to see how we can possibly do this. If I see an artist on their platform, I don't go to the artist and tell the artist, you know, give me exclusive rights. I'm like, look, aside from Praise World Radio, come on Shazai as well, let it be everywhere. And it's one of the reasons we don't sign exclusive contracts in our terms of that. It's non-exclusive because if you have a song, a book, or a message, it should be everywhere, so as many people can be blessed by it.
Now, there's this notion that any religious organization is a charity. So would you say that Shuzaya is a charity just there to help people, or is a business, a full business?
Okay, so let me call it something else. Let me call it a ministry.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So a ministry typically, and this is not for shady ministers, but a ministry typically is promotes the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they ensure that they have enough money coming in to be able to do this kind of project. So that's it.
The ministry.
Yeah. So the purpose of the revenue coming into Shazaya is, number one, to make sure the business is sustainable.
Okay.
To make sure the business can grow, and to do projects that further promote the gospel. So I wouldn't call it a business in the sense that we're trying to make massive revenues, because the whole point of the money coming in is to grow the business and then to also further the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if we make some money now, it's not going to be divided amongst shareholders and then we'll go and buy big cars. It will be more a case of how do we now come back?
Because internet millionaire.
exactly. Internet millionaires, and then you lose sight of it. And then in the last day, you know, the worst thing for any Christian, for Jesus to say, get thee behind us.
Yeah.
I know you not, even though it's something nobody wants to think about. So we need to keep a very level head in that there will be no private jets, there will be no Range Rovers.
Mm-hmm.
It's to live very sober and calm. And if money comes in from it, then you know it has to be put back to either grow it, to reach more people, you know.
Oh, that's great. Okay, before we round up, I want you to encourage other women out there who just sit at home thinking, okay, since I'm married, I'm just done with life. What do you have for women out there just putting their hands, doing nothing?
Even the way you're saying it.
Since they are married, like they have everything in life, you know there are women like that. Once they married, that's the end of life for them. They just think, okay, marriage should be everything, and I just use my time. So what do you have to say to such women?
Okay, what I would say is this, is that the ultimate purpose of every Christian is to preach the gospel. You have to be impacting lives. Preach the gospel, impacting lives, okay? That's number one. Underneath that, God gives you talents and abilities to achieve that. So for some, he gave 5 talents. For some, he gave 2. For some, he gave 1. But you have to spend time to find out what your own talent is, even if it's just 1. And your talent usually is what you can do easily, what is not heavy for you. Like, promise, what you are doing now, I can't do it, no matter how smart I am. You understand? But you understand the point I'm making?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you, there are some things that are just, You're so passionate about it. It's so, you can't help but do it. Don't look down on it that it's something small. It's only one thing. I can't do this. That your talent, for example, and you can cook like no man's business, is a talent. Don't disregard it. It is a talent, and it can become a multi-billion-dollar naira business. You know, if you find it easy to talk to people, you people come to you with their problems, don't disregard it. What you now do is, once you've identified your talent or talent, start investing in it. Start going for training, start building up your skills in those areas, and then start praying alongside. God will bring the opportunity your way. The problem a lot of us have, not just women, is that when the opportunity comes, you are not ready because you have not invested and you have not prepared. So that's the challenge. So you need to be able to meet the opportunity with the investment you have made. So life is a journey. Harness your talents, work on your talents, build it up, and then start actively looking for opportunities to use your talent. Yeah. So I have a friend that's a life coach. What she does is she just talks people through their problems. She makes quite a lot of money from it.
Wow.
She found her talent, and she's married, 2 kids. The kids are between 2 and 3, I think, or 2 and 4. They're very small. But she goes to people's offices and she sits down with you, works through problems with you, and building up those skills. How to identify problems, how to do visioning and all of that. And it's a business for her. I have another young girl that I'm mentoring. What she does is social media. She manages people's social medias for media pages for them and groups. So she's doing an awesome job. And she doesn't have an office. She works from home and she has 5 or 6 clients. So I think it's understanding what you do well and really working on it. And look for opportunities, yeah. And don't be discouraged. Kentucky Fried Chicken started his business when he was 62. You are never too old. You are never too outdated. Just jump into the deep. So that when you're 80-something, you can look back and say, can you imagine I did this? I did that. I did this. Yeah.
Okay. Since this conversation is more about Christian principles and all that, I wanted to know your stand about feminism thing going about women being equal with men. What's your stand on that?
I think this is my strong belief that women should take consolation in the fact that God himself said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on both men and women, and my sons and my daughters will prophesy. So also God said that in heaven, there's no male or female. You are rest assured that in terms of gifts, callings, and eternity, God is not partial. Yeah? However, I believe that there are roles that both the man and the woman play for optimal balance in a relationship. The man is the protector, he's the provider. And the wife is the person that keeps the home, takes care of the children. The issue one has now is that men have a tendency to say, the woman is a homekeeper, I don't get involved. It's not true. Because the Bible says that you are the man that has the house. Look at Adam and Eve as a perfect example. So Adam took care of the garden and the wife helped him. The man, you both actually take care of the home and your wife helps you take care of the home. It's not that the wife takes care of the home and you. Yeah. And then you as a woman, you have the nurturing spirit. You are the one that takes care of the kids most of the time. You're the one that's supposed to have that close relationship. In relationships where the man does what he's supposed to do while not leaving everything for the woman, and where the woman does what she's supposed to do while not even leaving everything for the man, they have very good relationships. So when you look at people like one of our feminists in the secular world is Beyonce. No, but she's fulfilling her own role as a wife. Look at her. She's actually fulfilling her role as a wife, as the traditional wife. Forget what she does everywhere else. She respects her husband outside. She defers to him. Yeah, but she's using that to deceive quite a number of young girls that maybe don't have spiritual understanding of this. Mm-hmm. And her marriage has lasted much longer than the typical feminist.
Yes, more than other celebrities.
And even pastors. You know, there's some female pastors that may not have stayed with their husbands for as long as a Beyonce that is supposedly not a Christian has done. One has to be very, very wise in the things of the world, you know. You don't carry feminism on your head and say that you want to be treated equally. I would prefer if you say, I would like to receive the same salary as somebody with my number of years of experience, regardless of whether the person is male or female.
Female.
I agree with that. But to say that, you know, you have a stay-at-home husband, you stay at home, be taking care of the kids, you go out, you be working, won't really last, you know, the test of time. It's going to be very difficult to keep that marriage going.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add about Josiah?
The only thing is we're looking forward to getting your book online. I think that is it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because many people need that information, you know. So I would love us to put it on and tweet about it once or twice and let our people know that it's there. Go download it.
Okay.
I
think I've sent it already. I've sent it already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I send the book, I send the description, I send the link on my blog. In case you need more information, you get it. So
yeah. We'll link it back to your blog.
Okay.
So people can also get to see other stuff you do, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I'm really grateful.
Thank you, Pauline.
Hi there, thank you for listening to the Maverick Excel podcast. Until I come your way again next week, I remain your host from Miss Excel. Remember to subscribe to our RSS feed or to our email list. If you have a comment or feedback, you can send a tweet to @MaverickExcel or you send me a private message to info@MaverickExcel.com or MaverickExcel@gmail.com. And before I go, remember to download my latest ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Building a Profitable Blog in 30 Days. Go to maverickexcel.com/TMB. Again, maverickexcel.com/TMB, and you download my latest ebook. Until I come your way again, remain fabulous. Thank you.